It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Last week, we aired a comment from a listener who does not like NPR's new announcer, Sabrina Farhi.
This is NPR.
We asked for responses from other listeners, and we received. First up, a caller choosing to remain anonymous.
I have to admit that I was very happy to hear someone else express their discontent with her. I vote nay.
This is Robert from Lexington. I think she is fantastic. She is a breath of fresh air. She sounds natural.
Eileen emailed us. She sounds weary, depressed, bored, or potentially all three at the same time. Did I mention completely enervated and devoid of all discernible enthusiasm? I suspect she has meteor chops she could use, but it's as though somebody told her to seriously softball and lowball her delivery. If I was the underwriter, I'd be thoroughly disappointed that my announcement was being presented in such a lackluster, sensationless manner. On another topic, Faye wrote with two questions. Why two classical music stations? And why does 88.9 stop music at 4 a.m. instead of 5 a.m.? The simple answer to the first is that if we did not provide overnight classical on WEKU, the audience in much of our listening area would not have access to it, since Classic 102.1 does not reach them. Regarding the switch at 4 a.m., we did it since another station dropped overnight BBC. So far, we've had a mixed but generally favorable reaction. Although Robert wrote to us, I really don't like the BBC at 4 in the morning. Music was so much more enjoyable and relaxing. We're interested in your feedback. Leave a voice message at 859-622-1657 or send it by email to weku@eku.edu. The number again, 859-622-1657. And tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.